This is The Guardian.
I'm Jane Lee, and this is The Full Story. Many of us have spent a fair chunk of this summer searching supermarkets and chemists for rapid antigen tests, or RATs, and coming up empty-handed. Stocks are so low that one aged care provider compared the tests to liquid gold. But as our governments encourage us to take personal responsibility for limiting the spread of COVID in the community, who's responsible for making sure we have enough rapid antigen tests to do this? Today, where are all the rapid antigen tests? It's Friday, the 28th of January. So, Anne, over the summer, as the PCR testing system got completely overwhelmed in several states, we pivoted to relying quite heavily on rapid antigen tests, or RATs, seemingly overnight. What was the plan for how these tests should be used in Australia?
Well, it's never really been spelled out exactly what their role would be in the future management of the pandemic.
Anne Davies is an investigative reporter at Guardian Australia.
Despite being available overseas in countries like the UK and Singapore as another tool in this pandemic, Australia has been slow to approve them for use in the general population. Even when RATs did become available over the counter in November last year, there were just suggestions that they could be used in more workplaces like schools or factories, but there was no clear guidance provided for when we would use them. PCR tests, which are still the gold standard and were recommended for people with symptoms. It was only in December that the government finally said, okay, let's use RATs to confirm that you are positive because the PCR testing lines were overwhelmed. It really was a ramshackle transition from one form of testing to the other.
Right, and that's when we saw people in a mad rush to get RATs and struggle to find them on the shelves. Were retailers given much notice that this transition would happen?
Well, no, not really. The peak body for the medical test industry, Pathology Technology Australia, said in late December that there weren't any clear signals from Australia that rapid tests were going to be embraced by health departments. So they say manufacturers overseas weren't prioritising Australia for future orders. And the result of that was pharmacies weren't prepared with enough stock either. Pharmacy Guild of Australia's national president, Trent Toomey, has also said that the industry just didn't have enough notice that Australians were going to transition to rapid antigen tests as the primary screening tool. And so they weren't prepared with enough stock either.
So, Anne, who's the most affected by this shortage of RATs?
Well, employees in essential services need a steady supply of RATs in order to be able to determine whether or not they're able to go to work. But as with pretty much everything in this pandemic, the most vulnerable in our community are the ones who are most affected by this shortage. People in aged care homes and people with disabilities need their carers to have access to RATs to ensure that they are not sick with COVID when they come to take care of them. So my colleague Luke Henricus-Gomes has reported about the case of Carolyn Campbell-McLean, who has muscular dystrophy and resulting limited lung capacity, who was forced to pay $1,300 out of her own pocket for tests for her carers to ensure they were COVID negative and able to help her get out of bed and shower. So these sort of cases are really shocking. And then there are just those who can't afford tests on their own. I mean, I know that I bought some at Christmas and it was like $350 for a box of tests for the family and extended family. That's a lot of money. And it's not just income that is a problem. It's also remoteness. And you keep hearing that people in regional centres have had to drive to, you know, neighbouring towns to try and find tests.
So what has the government done to help these vulnerable groups access RATs?
Well, in the case of aged care, the Morrison government says it's bought up more than 78 million RATs, which are being prioritised for aged care homes. The Morrison government announced that some National Disability Insurance Schemes participants who live at home can use their core budget funding from the scheme to buy tests. But disability advocacy groups argue this doesn't go far enough because it means that the tests cut into the pool of money that participants have for things like transport and everyday items. They argue that tests should be free for NDIS participants. And more recently, under a lot of pressure, Morrison earlier this week opened up a scheme that allows concession card holders, that's pensioners, veterans, and low-income earners, to have access to 10 free RAT tests from their local pharmacies in a three-month period. Now, depending on how the pandemic goes, 10 might be enough, but it might not be either.
How has this scheme performed so far? Has this relieved the pressure somewhat for concession card holders?
So the scheme only began on the 24th, and so it's probably a bit early to know how much of a problem it is. The issue is that pharmacies are being expected to source the tests for the concession card holders, and most of them are reporting really severe shortages. But the anecdotal evidence in the first few days was that while one of the large pharmacy chains had lots of tests, most pharmacists were struggling to get a supply of tests that would be adequate to meet their concession card holders' needs. My colleague Mustafa Rashwani spoke to a number of concession card holders on the first day of the scheme who said they hadn't been able to find any available at pharmacies near them. One woman who lives in Cairn River in far eastern Victoria said she tried two pharmacies within an hour of her house and had no luck finding any for her father.
But Anne, the switch to RATs doesn't sound like it's been particularly well planned. I mean, first we ask the public to rely more on RATs with very little notice. Then months later, we decide to make some free for concession card holders without ensuring that there are adequate supplies for them to have when the scheme begins. So I suppose the bigger question is, who's responsible for making sure these tests are available?
Well, it depends who you ask. Scott Morrison initially said the federal government's responsibility for RATs is limited to certain settings like residential aged care, as well as providing a national stockpile to fill the gaps in the state supply. But the federal government has largely relied on the private sector market to provide the supply of tests for consumers and for other settings. The state governments have also been active buyers in the market, buying up tests, adding to the pressure on the private supply. But they have been buying up tests as well for their purposes. So we've seen them suddenly decide that they will provide two free tests a week for all school children. And that seems like a sensible idea. They've suddenly realised that if they're going to insist on people going back to school, then you actually need to provide people with the tools to try and keep their kids virus-free.
So depending on who you ask, it could be the federal government or the state government or the private sector. But it's fair to say, I think, that there's been a lot of anger directed at the federal government over its approach to RATs over the last few months.
Well, I think the reason for that is that Scott Morrison has led the change in strategy, which is to learn to live with the virus. And people want to be able to be responsible. I really believe that. So if you don't give them the tools to do that, then they're left feeling really quite helpless. And that's why I think the anger is directed at the federal government, because he's been the one exhorting us all just to, you know, sort of get tougher and get out there and spend money and think of the economy. You know, there's been some tense exchanges at some of the press conferences with the media about this. I mean, one of the things that has irritated journalists is that we all know that the politicians have access to rapid antigen testing in their workplaces. Some of them get tested almost every day. So there's been anger directed at the Prime Minister in press conferences because journalists know that there's been rapid antigen testing provided to politicians on a daily basis in some cases. It's like the questions they put to politicians about, How much does a litre of milk cost? You know, some people think they're a bit out of touch about what sort of difficulties the public's facing in getting access to these tests.
How many rapid tests have you personally paid for?
Well, I have to check with Jen because she's the one that goes and gets them for those situations. You know, Jen's popped around to the chemist or wherever she's gone. I think recently she went to one here in Canberra for that reason, was able to eventually find one, just like everyone else driving around looking to find one.
Next, has the federal government helped or hindered rapid antigen test supply? How is the government attempting to deal with the rat shortage? What are they saying they're doing?
Well, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says that the government is making rat tests also available at state testing clinics. That's for symptomatic and designated close contacts. He's also said that more would be coming online. But basically, the rest of us are dependent on the private market. And that has been very tight indeed. Why? That's been a big debate around Australia.
Yeah, and retailers have argued their stocks are low because the government used its requisition powers to buy up all of the supply of tests and then shut them out. Tell me more about that.
A couple of weeks ago, I wrote about the fact that the federal government had bought $62 million worth of rapid antigen tests using its extreme urgency or events unforeseen provisions, which means they don't have to go to an open tender. And it seems like that order, that it was buying $62 million worth of tests, it certainly had an impact on the market. But the government has been absolutely vehement that it's not requisition tests. Now, requisitioning tests is a legal term, which means that the government has used its powers under the Health Act to go and buy up supply. Morrison has got on his high horse, and you've seen Greg Hunt out there saying, it's just a lie that we've been doing that.
You may be aware of some false claims regarding Commonwealth government requisitioning of rapid antigen tests. I want to stress that these are false claims. So if you're being told by a supplier that you can't get those rapid antigen tests because the Commonwealth government has redirected, it's not true. Get them to tell you the truth.
Well, it is a lie that they haven't used their official powers, but importers who are bringing tests in are always tempted to deal with big customers over little customers. And from what we've heard, the big customers are paying top dollar for tests, which is even more incentive for importers to deal with them first. And the government is a very big customer, so it seems they may have been able to get smoother access and may have been preferred over smaller players. They're the 500-pound gorilla in the market, and so every supplier has gone, okay, yes, we've got a nice big juicy order from the state government or the federal government. You know, they filled that ahead of the other orders. Now, trying to get that, establish that absolutely factually is really hard because no one's prepared to say that they've dumped one order over another. But the moment that big federal order came through, it clearly disrupted the market even more.
Right. So if the federal government has been given smoother access to rats than retailers, and that's caused a bunch of problems with supply, what does that tell us?
Well, it seems like the federal government was not prepared even for its own needs. This order was placed to ensure that there's tests for aged care, for disability services, and for their own government services. It's not to provide it for the public or concession holders. But, you know, clearly they'd underestimated what they needed. It just seems like the Morrison government just didn't envisage how many tests would be needed.
It seems like the situation for rats in other countries is just so different to Australia's. The tests are often free and much more accessible than ours. Why are we in such a different situation, Anne?
So despite other countries doing this, Morrison has maintained that it's really up to the public to buy their own and for the market to deal with the supply issues. So in the UK, there's a very generous allocation of free tests for everyone. They can get them through the National Health Service. In Singapore, they've made some tests free. And even in the US, that bastion of free enterprise, we've seen President Joe Biden say that he will be making some tests free for everyone. It's a small number, but he's realised that if you're going to expect people to take responsibility, that's what you need.
Yeah, particularly, I suppose, as we're at a point in the pandemic where smaller and medium-sized businesses don't have government support to the level that they used to in previous outbreaks. So it's just compounding that pressure.
Well, you can imagine what it's like for a cafe who's found its customers, you know, reduced to a trickle. They've been relying on takeaway, and then suddenly they've got an additional cost of trying to test, you know, provide tests for their workers.
Okay, so it sounds like the federal government's relied on the private market to respond appropriately to public demand for RATs, but they haven't set clear goals for when those RATs should be used in what settings. And retailers have in turn blamed the government for not intervening more and providing more certainty to them. What do you make of all of this back and forth blame game?
It's like it's what Australia always does badly, which is coordinating responses across different levels of government and sending the right signals to the market. And, you know, honestly, this far into the pandemic, you would have thought that the Morrison government would have used National Cabinet to have a far more coordinated response to this.
What do you think needs to happen next, now that the problem is here with rats?
The government, in my view, needs to have a very clear policy of providing tests to those who need them for their work, to ensure they don't pass the disease on to old and frail relatives, and to make sure that vulnerable people have access. So unless we have adequate testing, we run the risk that the population will be sicker next time there's another uptick in cases. And also you get supply chains disrupted, you get venues closing, people get too worried to go out and spend money if they can't test themselves. So there's a huge economic cost if we don't get it right. And so maybe the cost of a rapid antigen test for the government is worth it to keep the economy ticking over.
Following a National Cabinet meeting on Thursday, the Prime Minister's office released a statement that says that since the concessional program began on Monday, 1.4 million rapid antigen tests have been distributed to eligible concession card holders. Anne Davies is an investigative reporter at Guardian Australia. She and a number of our colleagues, including reporter Mustafa Roshwani and inequality editor Luke Henriquez-Gomes, have all been covering the rollout of RATs for Guardian. We'll put links to their articles on the Full Story page. This episode was produced by Ellen Leibeater, Karishma Luthria, Jake Morecambe and me, Jane Lee. Sound designed by Camilla Hannon. Full Story's executive producers are Miles Martignoni, Gabrielle Jackson and Laura Murphy-Oates. Thanks for listening. Catch you next time.